sleep over with your goth bully girlfriend RP dominant. Oh, wow. You listen to these? Hey, calm down, okay? You just jumped like you got electrocuted. Relax, dude. Oh my god, it's just me. Relax. It's okay. Hey, I understand. Really. I mean, you don't have a girlfriend and you get lonely sometimes. There's no need to feel bad for listening to stuff like this. If anything, I like a guy who's into exploring the internet. How long was I standing here? About a minute, I'd say. You know, if you're going to listen to, girlfriend RPs in public, at least make sure no one can sneak up behind you, okay? I saw you at the party earlier, and you only had, like, one Coke and then ran away. Is everything okay? I see. So you're not the type for parties and socializing, are you? Hey, I never said that's a bad thing. It's kinda refreshing, actually. Being quiet and a little shy. Just doing your own thing. Just sitting on a bench and imagining you're having a sleepover with your goth bully. Hey. You don't have to leave. Come on. Sit down. Please, darling. Yeah. I just called you darling. It's just a word. It doesn't mean anything. So, you're into goth girls, huh? Sometimes. That's cool. You know, when most people look at me, they think that I'm goth. I mean, I guess I certainly look the part, and you think I'd do well if maybe I started making goth girl ASMR. What? I'm being serious right now. Hey, buddy, look at me. Look at me. Good. Now, tell me. If I made a goth girlfriend audio, would you be listening to it? What do you mean it depends on the algorithm? Like you don't seek these things out or anything? I bet if I go on your recently searched, I'm gonna find like 10 different searches about goth girls. Anyway, what else do you have in your playlist, huh? No, come on. Show me. I mean, what do you have to lose, really? Come on, don't be a wimp. We know each other. I mean, at least a little bit, right? I mean, I'm in like half of your classes and we've talked before. I'm pretty sure we were forced to do a few group projects together. Although you may have just been in your own little world. And I promise, I'm not gonna share your search history with anyone, okay? Yeah, I mean it. I just wanna see what else you listen to. Come on. You know part of you wants to show me. I mean, it's not too different than me showing you what kind of music I'm into. And it's not like you could ever share any of this with the boys, right? You'd get jumped, wouldn't you? Unless maybe all of your friends are into this. There we go. That's a good boy. Now, let's take a look at that playlist of yours. Hey, are you okay? You have this weird look on your face right now. What? Was it something that I said? Are you sure? Well, I mean, if you say so, but I guess I'll just... Your bully pins you against the wall. What? Come on. Who even writes these scripts? I mean, what the hell? What? Am I supposed to take notes or something? I mean, okay, I'm sorry. It's just, really? fine, I'll calm down, okay? I'll just keep scrolling. Yandere. What? What is a Lamia? Lamia? A snake woman. Well, are those things real or are you just fantasizing about that, huh? Though you just keep getting more interesting and more amusing by the minute. I have to ask, how does that work? I mean, why do you like girls that are half snake? I mean, are human women not good enough for you, or what? No, I didn't mean it in that way. I was just trying to... Never mind, okay? I'm sorry. Let's just move on. What? No, I didn't quite hear you. Oh. It's for the comfort, huh? You wanna be hugged and held? I see. You really do just want to be held, don't you? There's nothing wrong with that, darling. I'm happy you shared this with me. Thank you. Honestly, I like it. Okay, the next one. Dom Yandere Vampire claims you? Okay. Or a Dom Yandere Witch? Wait, is like every single one of these something about a dom? Dom is like dominant, right? Like dominating. Dominating you? Aw, come on, don't look away. I'm asking questions. What? Do you mean to tell me that you like it when a girl takes control of you? Is that what you like? When she pushes you around a bit and teases you, maybe pins you up against the wall and then leans in close and confesses in your ear about how she has secretly always liked you. Really? You're cute, you know that? What? Why would I think it's funny? I find it amusing, if anything. In a good way. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You're quite precious. Yeah, that's the word. You know, honestly, darling, I like what I'm seeing. Although it's a tiny bit concerning about how much you seem to love getting kidnapped and tied up. Is that normal for guys your age, or are you special? You know, all these vampires and mafia girls and bullies. I mean, they may be part of what you like, but they're not the main reason you listen, right? I mean, you have this, there's your best friend confesses to you. And all the comments. Why are they all saying, I'm dying alone, or am I cooked? My bloodline ends with me? The ancestors aren't going to forgive this. We're hitting rock bottom with this one. And they're all in caps for some reason. I mean, you don't really mean this, right? It's just humor. But I guess the humor is just a good way to hide the pain, isn't it? Deep down, you're afraid of being alone, of never finding someone who will love you, simply for just being you. You're afraid that you'll never know what it's like to be held by someone close, or to be appreciated for all the things you do. I mean, I guess it's not the dying alone that scares you, it's living alone. All on your own without being given a chance to know what love is. And here we are. The most recent addition to the playlist. Your goth crush finds you alone at a party. I guess you really do have a thing for goth girls, huh? Can I ask you something? Why do you think you're always gonna be alone? I mean, no, you're not cooked. I mean, I don't even know what that means. Like, in a skillet or in a pan? I feel like being cooked is a good thing, right? Like, a nice yummy meal. But Since you like dominant girls so much, I have a proposal for you. I want you to obey me from now on, alright? Look at me when I'm talking to you, okay? Look at me. Good boy. And don't ever hide that blush from me ever again. I like seeing you this way, got it? Very good. Now, for your first instruction, I want you to believe me. I want you to really, really believe me, okay? When I tell you that you're worth loving. The bloodline isn't ending with you. I have no idea how you came up with that, but it's not. It just takes some people longer than others to find the right person for them. And I know that getting rejected is the worst feeling in the world. It's normal. You have to go through that. But you can't just make zero moves on your crush and tell yourself it's not meant to be, you know? If you really like someone, babe, you gotta tell them. Respectfully. If it doesn't work out, then it's probably for the best. You just need to keep looking. And if you don't want to, then that's cool too. Just because someone's in a relationship doesn't mean they're happy. And if someone's unhappy and they choose to stay, then that's not good. And even the people that choose to stay single, you're not gonna be unhappy forever. You just have to find out what works best for you. Maybe I can help you get a girlfriend. What about that? Maybe it just might be closer to that than you think. I'm gonna give you my number, okay? I think that maybe you deserve it. Because I want to talk to you a little more. And I want you to call me tonight. And I want to get to know you a little better. And maybe, if you're lucky, I'll want to be your girlfriend. I guess I can be that dom goth girlfriend that you want. But you have to see. I want you to make the first move. Just a text, and then we call, and then I tell you everything. Maybe after you call me tonight, we can get a little closer. Or maybe a lot closer. How about that? Alright, well, I have to go for now, but I guess I'll be hearing from you soon, right? Just be a good boy and call me, okay? Bye-bye, babe.